Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to him.
My friend the other day went to see a doctor, and because of his job he had to get examined. And so after his visit, he called me and said, I entered the doctor's office as a healthy person, but I came out as a patient with several diagnoses. A detailed examination often reveals diseases that a person does not notice yet, but which can later cause a serious conditions or even death. For us, the fasting season offers us a similar thorough examination of our spiritual health. A more intense spiritual life, an atmosphere of silence and reflection can lead us to recognize our spiritual diseases in order not to surrender to the temptation to make light of these spiritual diseases. God's word gives us today the news about the healing of a paralyzed man. It is not by chance that Christ healed this poor man in connection with forgiveness of his sins. Sin causes paralysis of the soul and body. The uselessness of the body is an image of a weakness that reigns in the soul, in our soul after the sin. The statement is not some kind of a preachy phrase that I have to say because I'm a priest. The result of sin is what we lose, is that we lose our connection with Christ. It will be the same as an amputated hand loses ability to move and also loses the sense of perception of what is rough, what is smooth, what is warm, and what is cold. It is separated from the brain and therefore cannot perform any basic functions. If a person is spiritually paralyzed as a result of sin, they still remain with all of their human abilities. They can reason, they can have their own will, energy, they can do whatever they want. But all the ascetical things that are necessary with a life in Christ remain motionless at the most part. It is also shown externally as a kind of indifference in the area of Christian life. A person knows that prayer is important, but still they do not pray. They know they could help others more, but they won't. They know how one should have behaved, especially morally with Christian morals, and yet they act differently in public, mirroring what society tells us. In this paralyzed state, the words of Jesus Christ are fulfilled. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as branch and withers, and branches are gathered and thrown into fire and burned. Remaining in this state of spiritual paralysis brings many evil and difficulties into our life. We might not even recognize them. Way before I was born, there was a tragic event in one of the villages close by. A 13-year-old boy killed his entire family, his father, his mother, and I think two sisters. At the end, he tried to hurt himself, and even though he was injured, he did not die. After he recovered from the wounds he had inflicted on himself, he was brought to a trial, and the boy readily confessed. He had nothing to hide. And when he was asked why he did this terrible crime, he said that that life in that family had become unbearable. The father and mother didn't talk about anything except divorce and arguments. They cursed at each other and at their friends and family. They only quieted down when they had a little bit too much to drink. But then when they sobered up, everything went back to normal. Beatings, yellings, you can imagine. So the lawyer, after many questions, asked another question during this trial. And the lawyer asked, what do you think God is thinking about this crime of yours? And the boy responded, on the paper, I'm baptized, but I don't know what God is. God was never mentioned in our household. Our parents never prayed with us. They never instilled within us some kind of a basic Christian practices. They never showed us what a true Christian life is all about. They only showed me misery, pain. In order to free myself from such a family, I did not see any other way but death. How miserable is life of those who continue the separation from Christ. It brings them total paralysis. Thank God that we do not have to bear this yoke of sin. We don't need to suffer spiritually because we know that our Savior is near. He comes to us to heal us from this paralysis of our soul. He wants to say to us over and over again, your sins are forgiven. It is enough to recognize and acknowledge and confess and even regret our mistakes. It is easy to recover from the spiritual paralysis that we suffer from. But we have to make the first step. We have to come to Christ. Let's dig deep into our soul these days without fear. Let us shine into all corners of our soul with the light of gospel to find everything that causes any kind of paralysis of our soul that can even damage our body. And then with the great trust, faith, and especially love, let's show it in our holy confession to the Savior. Every sin, even the worst one we can ever imagine, disappears after encountering God's great mercy. St. Isaac the Syrian says or teaches us, a handful of sand thrown into the sea is what sinning is, compared to God's providence and mercy. So let us take courage in our repentance, and we will become beautiful, living branches on the divine vine that will bear abundant fruits, not just for us, but for the people around us. Glory to Jesus Christ.